Wrong way around. There we go. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'm going to talk a little bit about this picture. So you can be looking at that picture, and I'll read you some scripture first as well. Scripture this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When the King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judah," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and soon you will find him. Report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I've put you a picture up on the screen, and you might think, oh, it's a picture of the Nativity. Now, I've got at my home something that's very wrong underneath my tree. And it's a little stable, very much like this little stable in the background here. And I've got in the stable some very nice little ornate ornaments representing the figures in the stable. So I've got a donkey, some sheep, a little manger with baby Jesus in. There's a few little shepherds. There's an angel. But then also in the stable, there's three other characters. What do you think these three other characters might be? Oh, there's Mary and Joseph as well there. But there's three other characters, three wise men. The thing is, they wasn't there. We've read in this scripture, if you heard carefully, that the three wise men didn't go to the stable. They went to a house where Mary and Jesus was. Three wise men, from reading scripture, apparently probably came quite a bit later than the birth of Jesus. That we seem to fit them in with the birth of Jesus. Now they are important, but that picture probably a true representation of the actual nativity scene, like the three wise men. Now why were the three wise men so important? Well, they brought gifts. And we might think, well, they're quite strange, these gifts. We can maybe understand one gift, that the first one that is mentioned, the gift of gold. But the other two seem quite strange gifts to give a young child, to give to our Lord Jesus. But the gifts are something that we may also give at this time and receive at this time. And probably over your lifetime, at Christmas, you might have had some strange gifts as well. But Scripture tells us about these gifts. And it tells us of things which we need to relate to, and we need to associate with these gifts to understand their particular meaning. The first gift which was mentioned in this scripture is the gift of gold. And like I say, probably you might understand the gift of gold. Gold is associated with greatness. So a king, like our King Jesus, you would probably associate with great things. And the Bible tells us that gold represented divinity and kingship. Two very important things. Gold representing divinity. Who is this child that has been born? He's God's son. In other ways, he's God represented on this earth. And many times in Scripture, gold is used to represent God. God gave Moses instructions when he made the Ark of the Covenant in the use of gold within its construction. Christ is fully God. This child born might seem such a long time ago now, is fully God. Thomas, one of the disciples that followed Jesus, realized this after the resurrection of Christ. Thomas placed his fingers in the wounds of Christ and declared, "My Lord, my God." Christ is fully God. That divinity. not only did Christ, not only did the gold represent Christ's deity, divinity, it also represented his kingship. As we have said, gold is often associated with kingship and ruling authority. We now move on to the more unusual gifts. The second gift, frankincense. Now this is an aromatic resin. Apparently it's obtained by cutting bark of certain trees. And the most popular use of frankincense in Bible times and throughout Bible times was the burning of incense by the priests. And in the book of Revelations, incense is a representation of the prayers of the saints, following up to God as a pleasing aroma. So it indicates to us that it's a symbolic representation of the priests offering up prayers for the forgiveness of people. Something else the Bible plainly teaches us, that Christ, this newborn child, became our high priest. He's the one that makes the intercession for our sins. And he is the eternal sacrifice for each of our sins. In Hebrews, it tells us that he has become a high priest forever. And then the third gift. The third gift is myrrh. Again, this is similar in some ways to frankincense. It is another form of resin, comes from a different kind of a tree. And again, myrrh has a very pleasing aroma and a very strong aroma. It was used in biblical times as incense and perfume, but most frequently associated with suffering and death, and was often used as an embalming fluid, because the aroma from this substance was so strong it would cover the stench of death. The gift of myrrh symbolized the suffering and the death that our Messiah, our Jesus, would face while he was here with us. Now, suffering is something that we all may face, but Christ faced it all, even to death. And that was death for each one of us, so that we might know this King. The gifts and the meaning. Now you might think of these gifts as three gifts with great significance. Great significance not only for Jesus, but great significance for each one of us. Our Jesus, our Lord, our King, our Saviour, received these three gifts, the king, the priest, the perfect sacrifice. And something amazing happened with the birth of this king. Something amazing is told in the meaning of these three gifts. And Jesus has got something special for you this morning. All Jesus wants is for you to accept this one gift. And that's the gift of him. In his entirety. In the full representation of these three special gifts. Our Lord. Our King. Our redemption. So this morning, as you think of the nativity scene, think perhaps of the three kings that weren't there, but they came, and they came for special purpose. They came to reveal this great king, this great priest, this perfect sacrifice. And I want to leave you with a question this morning. Have you looked at our Lord Jesus? Have you looked at our King? And have you taken the gift which he's got for you right now? Amen.
Thank you.